You're listening to Vatican Radio.
From Conflict to Communion, Together in Hope, is the title of the event in the Malmö Arena that sees the participation of Pope Francis, together with other Catholic leaders and leaders of the World Lutheran Federation. The celebratory event also features testimonies and performances by a number of artists, choirs and guests. Organisers of the event have pointed out that all ecumenical events taking place in Sweden on Monday highlight topics that still require further theological discussion and agreement to be able to achieve full Christian unity. One of these is the commitment to common witness and service, which will be particularly emphasised at the arena in Malmö. During this public event, an agreement of cooperation will be signed between the World Lutheran Federation World Service, which currently serves more than 62.3 million refugees globally, and Caritas Internationalis, which is present in 164 countries around the world and has an impressive record of diaconal service to people in need. Those present will underline that their pledge to leave conflict behind will not only remain among these two communions, but bear fruit in compassionate and loving service to the neighbour in a world wounded and fragmented by conflict, violence and ecological destruction. One person who will be giving testimony of her own experience and commitment in today's broken world is Rose Lokonyan, a South Sudanese refugee-cum-athlete who was chosen to be the flag bearer of the first ever refugee team to take part in the Olympic Games last summer. Philippa Hitchin asked Rose to talk about her personal experience as a refugee and about the significance of being able to represent refugees across the world in public occasions.
My name is Rose Nadhike Lokonyan. I'm 23 years old. I'm a South Sudanese nationality. I live in Kenya as a refugee.
You had a very traumatic childhood, didn't you, fleeing from the conflict in South Sudan. Can you just share some of your memories with us, those early memories?
Okay, well, the war was happening in 2002. That's when we were coming to Kenya together with my parents. I came when I was 8 years old. Then when I reached 14 years old, my parents left me with my sibling because I'm the elder one. To check on the situation of their grandparents, whether they are still alive or not. Then since they went back to Sudan, we never keep in touch with them after now.
And you've been looking after your five siblings since then, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm looking after my sibling because sometimes we used to go to school, then coming back, I used to come and cook for them. Then now they also did the same thing while I'm at the training camp. They used to go to school, coming back, cooking alone, all those.
How difficult was that for you at such an early age to have such a huge responsibility for your other brothers and sisters?
Well, we had been facing a lot of challenges because, you know, sometimes if one of the younger one has fall sick or admitted to the hospital, so that one, it will give you time to be absent in school, and also that one will affect your performance as well. And maybe sometime if there is not food, it will also give us hard time.
How difficult was it to find food to be able to support those other brothers and sisters?
Well, we are depending on the United Nations because they were the one who used to give us a ration per month. We used to go and collect it and then we cut out with it.
And were there times when you didn't have enough, when you weren't able to make it go around to everybody?
Well, it depends with the sizes because the five of us, we are having our own card. And for you to be able to have that food, you need to at least, you can just eat once a day rather than cooking twice, because the more you cook, the more the food will get finished. So you need to minimize it.
It was also in the camp that you discovered your sporting talents, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, when I was in high school, I used to join sport as a footballer. But last year it happened that Tekle Lurupe Peace Foundation organized a race in Kakuma Refugee Camp. It happened that I won in female categories. Then I got that chance to be selected to come to Nairobi to train. Then some few months again, I was selected to go and participate in Olympic this year, and we are very happy because it is our first time for the refugee to participate in the Olympic.
You were the flag bearer for the team, weren't you? What did it feel like after having gone through such difficulties, so many problems for so many years, to be standing there in the arena, in the Rio arena, in front of everybody as the game started?
Well, for me, it was amazing because for me, I'm very happy because I'm representing 65 millions of the refugees all over the world, and we are really welcomed by the people at the Maracana Stadium. And we felt that we are the real people like others, and at least the world is caring for us.
How did you do in the events?
For me, I was participating in 800 meter, and at least I got my personal best, which was 2:16, and I was very happy.
Are you continuing the training? What are your next ambitions? Where would you like to go next?
Okay, since we finished the Olympic, we had been taken back to the camps. Then we visit our people in refugee camp for 1 week, then again come back to the training camp, but now we are still continuing the training.
You're working particularly with other young girls in the camps, aren't you, to try and make them aware of the many problems that they face?
Well, I was working with the Lutheran World Federation under Youth Department, and my work was to be a girl mobilizer in the communities. Sometimes we do call them and discuss the importance of education and also the challenges that girls are facing, like gender-based violence, and also sometimes HIV and AIDS, STDIs, all these things. We used to talk to girls and encourage them to go back to school, because many of them are dropping out of school.
Many of them are forced into early marriages, aren't they?
Yeah, because, you know, according to African culture, some of them were forced married by their parents, or they can get married by early age.
How easy is it to try and change those ingrained cultural attitudes?
Okay, well, you know, sometimes the more you give an awareness to the people, some of them could hear what you are saying and some couldn't. Then that's when, if they can engage their time in sport, I think the early marriage or the forced marriage could not be able to be high.
How important, how significant is it for you to be able to tell your story here in front of Pope Francis, the Lutheran leadership, and all the other people in the stadium?
Okay, well, I will be just only talking about the refugee and the challenges that they are facing, and also the way when I was still young and taking good care of my younger sibling, and how I had been able to take care of them.
What is the message that you would like to get across? What would you really like to say to people about your own story and how it can perhaps be a model for others?
Okay, for me, I can say the word refugee is just a status, and you can change one day, one time, because a refugee person is just like other person. We are all human beings, and they need to be treated fairly.
That was Rose Lokonyen, a South Sudanese refugee living in Kenya.